Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman. Ashley Robinson is lost in the alternate timeline of all good things, which my mom does not understand. But that's okay because my mom is here again. Bernadette Inman, my mother, is back on this extra episode only to our Patreon listeners. Thanks for joining us again.
You're welcome.
I thought since the regular episode was all about me, I thought our listeners could have a chance to get to know you better.
Oh, no.
And we're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And this is from a
list.
Do
I have the right to refuse?
Sure. You can say I do not. You are an elder. You have that right. This is from a list that I found. It says 24 questions you should ask your parents.
Okay.
I think they're pretty tame. So, but I want to know these questions, and hopefully my listeners enjoyed you enough in the regular episode. And if they didn't, well, they can go to hell. Okay. No, thank you so much for the support of the podcast, and I really appreciate it, and don't go anywhere. Thank you. Okay. What was your, because I don't know a lot about your childhood, or I don't know a lot of specific details about your childhood besides growing up in the small town of Walnut, Kansas, which is about 7 or 8 miles away from Stark.
Yeah, about that far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your childhood like? How would you describe your childhood?
Oh, I think it was pretty normal for the most part.
And this is, again, a childhood in the 60s.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very much the time where kids could get on their bikes and ride wherever they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what I really remember most fondly about my young childhood?
Yeah.
In the summertime, we lived, the school had a baseball park, you know, a softball field.
Yeah.
And summer evenings, riding our bikes, you know, after supper, and riding our bikes to this ball field with our bats and balls and gloves, and kids just showing up.
And you would just create a game?
We played ball every night. And when we got tired of it, you know, there was playground equipment, and we would play, and sometimes there'd be, you know, a half a dozen kids. Sometimes there would be two and three, but we would do that every summer evening.
Was this, just for my geography, was this the ballpark in Walnut, Kansas that's by the water tower?
No, this was a school ballpark at the Catholic school.
So by the old school?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I think that one was kind of run down by the time I got there. Or nobody really used it. Was it still there?
No, it wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was part of the school.
Oh, that's interesting. I see. I have never heard that.
Yeah.
So how do you think your parents would have described you? Because you described me as a ta-da. So how do you think your mother and father would describe you?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Shy.
Yeah. See, now,
probably smart.
Now, you, to me, you don't come off, you're not 100% shy. Because
I was very shy when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
Very shy.
Or maybe you're not shy to us and the rest of the kids, stuff like that. Maybe that's the difference, and I don't see you in a public persona. And it's impossible for me to do that because you are my mother. But yeah, I would never describe you as shy.
Oh, I never talked. My mother would talk for me all through.
Yeah. So yeah. You would, like, one of the little kids that if, like, you were introduced to a new family, you would be, like, the little girl hiding behind mom's skirt.
Oh, yeah. I'd be right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, interesting. Here's a great question. What is a happy memory that you will cherish forever?
You ought to give me some warning about
that. Oh, sorry. That's the whole point.
From my childhood?
If you have one from your childhood or your whole life. Either or.
My whole life?
Yes. Now I'm going to
Can I say happy? I've got a happy memory about you.
It doesn't have to be about me, but sure.
I know, but that's it comes to my mind since I'm talking to you.
That's good. I was about to throw you off the show if it wasn't about me.
Okay. And I don't know if you even remember this.
Okay.
But when you and your older sister, it was just the two of you at the time of a summer evening, we would go walking to a low water bridge.
Yes.
So you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a happy memory for me because you usually, like, we'd wait until it was cooler of an evening. And these sturdy little, beautiful little legs that walked ahead of me.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, interesting.
And then, you know, how far was it? Probably,
I mean, maybe a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, or half a mile maybe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had to go up a hill to get back up
to
the road. And then by that time, you'd be tired. And you would tell me, Mama, I'm tired. And you would wrap your arms and legs around me.
Yeah.
And put your head on my shoulder.
Yeah, because I make you carry me.
You carry me home. Ride. Yeah, because you were tired.
Yeah. Why don't we do that anymore?
Well, you need to carry me, bud. Or push me in a wheelchair. That might be better.
Here is another question from this list. This is an interesting question. What was your second choice for my name? I should have met that in the main podcast. That would have been interesting, but whatever.
Yeah.
What's the second?
We had a hard time coming up with your name because we couldn't agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did my dad want?
Anything that I threw out there, because we didn't decide until I think you were actually here.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, because we, you know, it was right before you were born, and I threw out the name Jason.
Wasn't there a time where I was going to be Williams?
No, actually, we thought about calling you JW. For Jason Williams.
Interesting. I wouldn't mind JW.
When we brought you home for the hospital.
I'm throwing that out to the patrons right now. You can call me JW.
Yeah. When we brought you home from the hospital, we said, oh, we can call him JW.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. But there was no, you were just very undecided, but no other name kind of like leapt to the top of the
list. No, we just were throwing out boy names.
Oh, interesting.
We had a girl's name, but we didn't have a boy's name.
Growing up, was there a person who inspired you the most?
No.
Okay.
No.
not a teacher or a librarian or even like a...
The only teacher I liked that I really, really liked was a debate and drama teacher.
Was this in high school?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this would have been in Girard, Kansas.
Girard, Kansas. Okay. Yeah. And her name was Laura Meeks.
Okay. Why did you like her?
She was a little bit on the younger side.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think she was just one of those teachers that made you feel that you could do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So an actual good teacher.
An actual good teacher. Yeah.
All right. Did you what did you do in drama and debate? Like, did you perform in scenes or do like little speeches or what?
I was in debate.
You were in debate.
Okay. I was in debate with Aunt Barbara.
Cool.
Very well in debate.
Oh, were you a team? You and two?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. But you never did any of the drama stuff.
Not that I remember. I don't know that we didn't go to like meets and stuff like that. We didn't do that. That was just the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We might have did. Oh, I can remember one time we had to take song lyrics, which I used Jim Croce's Time in the Bottle lyrics and put it to Black Sabbath music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So you had to speak these lyrics?
Yes.
Do you remember the Black Sabbath song?
No, I don't.
Because I'd love to recreate this right now.
No. But I took one of my favorite songs at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and Black Sabbath, because I think my best friend at the time was a big fan of Black Sabbath.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do you still like that song?
Yes, I do.
Do you like most Jim Croce songs? I think you seem like a Jim Croce person.
Yeah, I am. I like Jim Croce.
Yeah. He's like what I like to call, he's a really great songs, but like you listen to him and you just feel depressed. You're just like, oh, yeah.
Some of them are,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we don't have a lot of time in this bottle. Oh.
But Bad, Bad Leroy Brown is fun.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you had to do it all over again, go back to the end of high school, is there a career that you would have chosen over your current farm life?
If somebody told me that I could actually go to college and succeed, I very much would have liked to have been a doctor.
Oh, yeah? Do you know, like, what type? Would you have been a surgeon or, like, a pediatrics doctor or, like, an emergency doctor or...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you like medical drama so much?
I think so.
Okay.
I wanted to be a doctor and cure the world, I think, you know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, you would have gone to medical school.
Yeah.
Wow.
If somebody told me that but that wasn't.
See, that just goes out to, we have a lot of older adults. We have a couple teachers that listen to this podcast. So, don't rain on kids' dreams, people.
Yeah. Tell them college that is different than high school.
What is the best trip of your life, or the best, I'll even allow you road trips, because you've taken a lot more road trips than you have actual trips, but is there a best trip in your life?
When we went to Galveston.
Okay. That's before now, just to let everybody know, before I moved out to LA, I convinced my younger sister, my younger brother, and my mother to drive to Galveston because it was only an 8-hour drive. And we went down to Houston and stayed in Houston.
Yeah, and then on down to Galveston. Yeah.
Yep, and before it got hit by either hurricane, I think. Because it's been hit by two hurricanes since then.
I don't know. It would look... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so Galveston. What about Galveston, for you, makes it the best trip? Galveston, Texas, for anybody listening, just in case you don't know.
Yeah. I love the beaches. I love the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a... And I would love to go back there and just explore the city some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just thought it was very peaceful and just... I just thought it was a very beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was funny because I remember on that trip... We got a little lost because I think this was pre-GPS. I don't think I had a GPS. And so we were doing this by road maps. And I think we took, we didn't take like the interstate down there. We got off on this weird like Texas forest trail. And I remember we went through Athens, Texas. And I remember driving through Athens, Texas and wondering like, where the hell are we?
Yeah.
But it was very pretty.
Yeah, it was. Because, yeah, we did go a lot, like do a lot of pine.
We went off the beaten path,
yeah.
I know.
It was off the interstate. Yeah. And we went through some little towns.
Some very, very small southern Texas towns. Let me ask you this. This is a great question, I think. What amazes you most about society nowadays? Like, I guess so. I guess the idea of this question could be, is there something about modern society that you didn't have when you were a kid that just kind of is like, wow, I can't believe we have that now?
Well, of course, all the technology, the phones that, you know, that you can do anything with.
Now, let me ask you, do you like that or you, you know, because a lot of, I would say, people your age would be like, you know, that's ruining our society. Where do you come down on that?
I think there's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think people are too much connected to their phones sometimes, and they don't have face-to-face conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks. You know, people don't pick
social skills are going away. That is a fact.
Yeah, because kids don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's right. And because I've always said that if you talk to someone, even if you're on the phone, you can hear the tone of their voice.
Yes.
You can tell whether they're happy, they're sad, something's bothering them. And you do not get that if you're just texting someone.
We talk about that a lot on some of these extra episodes, especially like in terms of something like Twitter. You cannot tell a person's tone. So you don't know whether they're being sarcastic with you or they're actually insulting you.
Yeah.
You do not know.
You don't.
And it's hard not to just take it as insults every time.
And I think that's what's missing from young people is they don't they don't pick up the phone and talk. But people my age don't. They'd rather text someone, and I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather pick up a phone and talk to someone. I don't care who it is.
So you would say like just the modern cell phone. Because I will say this, I can remember a couple of trips with you where we would go to Chanute, Kansas, you know, the local grocery store, which is about 15, 17 miles away from our house.
Yeah.
But in the time before cell phones, when we would have a car issue or the car would not start, it was like we were stranded on a desert island.
Yeah, but they did have payphones. Most stores had payphones.
But I can remember one time on one of those trips, us using the payphone and not being able to track down anybody to help us.
That's true.
You know, so I just from my kid brain, I remember back at that time thinking, oh, man, we are like lost in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, that's why cell phones are great in an emergency. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're great for that to be instantly in touch with somebody if you need some help. That's great. But
to always be on them is your problem.
Always on them, yeah. And, you know, instead of if you're sitting next to someone, I think you ought to be talking to them instead of being on your phone and checking Facebook or something.
There was an amazing art exhibit that came out recently. I think it's in New York, and it was in the New York Times, and it was where this photographer took pictures of people in just modern day life, you know, families, all kinds of stuff, restaurants, and then they photoshopped the cell phones out of the photos, and you just see all these pictures of zombies staring at their hands.
Yeah.
And it's very creepy.
Yeah, people, you sit down at a dinner table and you don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's missing. I don't...
Besides cell phones, is there any other thing of modern society that you're just like, wow, like, kind of blows my mind that, you know, it's that different from when I was a kid?
Well, just computers.
Computers,
any of that. That you can... You don't have to have a paper coupon. It's on your iPhone.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you just scan it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Does it feel like it's, when you see that stuff today, is there still like that part of your brain where, oh, wow, I'm living in the future?
No, I don't feel like I'm living in the future.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm living.
Oh, in the past?
See, no, I'm not living in the past. I'm living in the here and now.
Oh, the here and now. Okay. There's sometimes I think I'm living in the future when I see people do stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm in Star Trek now. This is insane. Okay. So here's the opposite of that question. What do you miss the most about the quote unquote old days?
What do I miss?
Yeah. What do you, is there anything you miss about, and I would put this around the time of your childhood, like something from back then that maybe we don't do as much anymore.
I think just the idea of, and it doesn't really seem to matter what part of the country you're living in. It's just that young kids used to have more freedom,
mm-hmm.
as I said, you know, to walk down the block, to ride their bike.
Well, there were less helicopter parents.
Yes. And where kids, I think what I miss is that I think we used our imagination a lot to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. And we had television, you know, but we used our imagination a lot of times to play. And you had to find your own entertainment. And I think I worry about kids today. They're not using their imagination mm-hmm. enough, or not even encouraged to use their imagination.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, okay. Imagination. That's a good answer. I like that. I think that, all right, here's the last question. Looking back at your life thus far, what are you the most proud of?
Oh, that's easy. My four children.
That's a great answer for a mother. Now, be honest. Is that really the answer?
That is my okay. answer. That's what I
wasn't. I didn't mean to accuse you, but I just was curious. You know,
yeah.
you don't have to. You know, the listeners don't care.
No, I said my four children.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this. Sorry, I know I said final question. Is there anything in your life that you wish you had spent less time doing? And now this, I think, is a great question, like to give to somebody that is maybe half your age or younger. Like, is there anything that you did in your life that looking back, you're like, man, I shouldn't have, or you'd be like, hey, young people, that's not as important. Don't waste your time on that.
Oh, don't worry about the small things.
Don't worry about the small things.
Yeah. Be very careful and pick. You got to the saying, pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything when you're younger seems a lot more important and a lot more intense.
It seems world shattering.
Yes. By the time you're 40, doesn't matter in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't matter that the toys aren't picked up, that, you know, certain things are not done exactly as you want them done.
Yeah.
When you want them done.
So just let it go.
Let some of that stuff go. Yeah.
Right. Do you find yourself doing that now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot more. Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, within, you don't have to reveal anything that you don't want to. Is there anything now that you would reveal that you're like, oh, yeah, I don't do that now as much as I used to do?
Oh, I used to be more obsessive about cleaning.
About cleaning. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you being pretty obsessed
with
cleaning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was.
You're very.
You guys used to call me Mrs. Clean.
Well, I will say this. You're the cleanest person I've ever known. Like you, and that is a no lie. Like you, if walking into your house, it's always spotless or it feels spotless. Yeah. And that's why, like, whenever you visit me, I feel like I have this impending German army that is going to come in and join me if everything is not just spotless.
No, I don't know.
But you've relaxed in the cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like that. I think that's a good place to end this. Was any of that revealing to you? It was very revealing to me.
Well, good. I'm glad you learned something.
I did learn something. This is great. Thank you so much for joining me again. I don't know whether any of the Patreon listeners care about this, but I don't care because it was an absolute pleasure having my mother on my podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. I liked it.
Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, everybody who's listening. And go talk to your moms and record a podcast. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.